Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Beverly Williams. Beverly is the founder and the president of the AAHBB, the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And those of you who've been listening to my show for very long know that she is dedicated, absolutely dedicated, to small business, especially home-based businesses. And one of the ways she demonstrates that is by sharing her insight, her wisdom, and her knowledge about small business and home-based business on this show on a regular basis. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Mine too, ma'am. Thank you for being with us. And she's brought along a friend, and her friend's name is Inez Downing. And let me tell you a little bit about her. Inez is co-owner and business manager of a firm called Whitehurst and Downing Incorporated. And she has her partners is her husband, and another one is a gentleman named Paul Whitehurst. And they are general contractors, and they also build and design projects, construction projects. They also do insurance restoration and consulting all out of Inez's home. Is that right, Inez?
Yes, that's right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Let me tell you just a little bit about Inez. She has two children. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
I think I got that right. She's also a graduate of Hood College, where she graduated magna cum laude with a BA in psychology. And you also have studied German before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Quite a bit. Do you speak German fluently?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
You read and write German fluently?
Yes, the whole nine yards.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I don't, so I'm not going to challenge you. now, Beverly might be doing that, but I'm not going to be doing that. folks, one of the things that's interesting to me about Inez and what she and her partners do is they operate a construction firm, a design and build construction firm, specializing in renovation and insurance projects out of their home. Now, Inez, I own a small construction company, so to speak, and I also know a little bit about construction companies because I've worked with them over the years, and I would think it'd be difficult to operate a business like yours out of a home.
Oh, actually, it hasn't really been difficult for us at all. I think we worked through some of those logistics before we even got started. And, you know, we don't store any materials here on site. We have, you know, a warehouse-type facility where we keep all our tools and our, you know, equipment, materials.
Right.
And we have just strictly our office is in our home.
Do you have employees?
We have some employees, yes, but they do not come here to work.
I see.
We are the only ones that work here in the home.
Right.
And, you know, as far as field personnel goes, they just go directly to the particular jobs and projects that they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you don't stage anything out of your home?
No,
it's all staged off of either out of your warehouse or off of the job site.
Right, exactly. I mean, and when we have meetings with clients or customers, we generally like to go to their homes or their businesses.
Right. Okay.
Meet with them there.
Right.
The key here in one of the early statements she made, and that was that before they did this, they sat down and worked it through.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that is something that's very important. And unfortunately, a lot of us, and I include myself, start our home-based businesses by the seat of our pants. Just simply open the bedroom door or the library door, wherever we're going to set up the office, and start doing it without doing some of this forethought.
Well,
what is it going to mean?
That's exactly right, and I really think it's important to share your story with our audience, Inez, because I get so many emails from people who want to start a home-based business,
mm-hmm.
and Beverly, I'm sure you do too, but I get it's all across the scale. I mean,
it's
everything you can think of to start to operate out of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I appreciate you finding Inez for us and convincing her to join us today so we can share some of these she can share some of these thoughts and perspectives with us, because this is a little bit of I think this is a little bit of a different wrinkle for home-based businesses. Let's talk about some of the challenges that you've had.
Oh, as far as first getting started?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had to, obviously, like I said, work through the logistics of working out of our home. You know, where are we going to keep our materials? You know, how much space are we going to need? Are we going to have people come here to the house? You know, that was something that we had to think about. And we took a good 6 months or so to work through a business plan and get everything put together.
What were some of the things you anticipated? Well, when you said you got together in the beginning to work out some of the wrinkles, what were some of those things?
Right. Well, some of the things as far as, you know, are we going to have people come here to the house? Because I knew that, that would be a problem, you know, as far as having people come here to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that we weren't going to have that particular problem. So that was one hurdle that we got over. You know, there wasn't going to be a whole lot of traffic coming in and out of the house. Which could, you know, draw attention to the fact that we had the business here, and it
mm-hmm.
might, you know, bother some of the neighbors, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And
so you actually live in a neighborhood, not out in the country.
No, we live in a townhouse development. I don't want to say the city, but you know,
right.
We're certainly not way out there either.
You have neighbors very close by.
Yes, we do. We have neighbors right attached to us on either side.
I see. Okay.
And everybody has been. You know, we haven't heard anything from anybody as far as any complaints go, and so.
But you're obviously one of the things that you mentioned is that you're very sensitive to all that. You're very sensitive to your neighbors and that you don't pull a concrete truck up out front or you don't have workers standing around with their tools in their hands waiting for you to go to work in the morning.
Right, exactly. No, I know how I would feel if somebody kept doing that to me, and you know, we just that was out of the question.
Right.
Now, that's an important point too, Jim, because so many times when I've testified in front of city and county councils across the country on zoning issues, the opposing side seems to think that we never think about these things. And it's important for them to understand we are neighbors too, and we wouldn't want it in our backyard, so we're also very thoughtful of other people.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Exactly.
All right, stand by, guys. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. If you'd like to talk to us, give us a call, 888-822-8255. We can probably get some good questions answered if you have them. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guests are two today. We have our good friend Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Business, and we also have Inez Downing, who is co-owner and general manager, business manager, I should say, of Whitehurst and Downing Incorporated, which is a company, a home-based business organization, folks, and they are general contractors. They also offer design, build, insurance, restoration, and consulting services in the construction industry. And we've been talking to Inez about, Beverly's helping me to interview her about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of operating a business out of their home. And one of the interesting things is what they do, because, as I've said before, I'm not going to say this has never been done before, but it's just a little bit unusual to have a construction company, a design build company out of your home. And there's one other thing, though, Inez, that you've got going on in your business that's also a little bit of a different wrinkle, and that's that you have a third party. It's not just you or just you and your spouse. You've got a partner that comes to work every day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although he does not come here on a regular basis to work. I mean, he'll come in and you know, we'll have meetings here. He has an office here also.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, his actual day-to-day activity, he's out in the field for the most part.
Most of the time out on the job.
Right. He's our production manager, so he's out there overseeing the actual jobs.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good partnership. And, you know, Beverly, you and I have talked about partnerships on the show before, and I have with other folks.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to make work. They can be difficult to make work. How is that working out for you guys?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's obviously, you know, there's differences, there's different opinions that have mm-hmm. to be taken into consideration, and staying on top of what, you know, he's doing out in the field and keeping him informed of what we're doing back here
right.
at home base, so to speak.
How long have you guys been partners?
We have been partners a little bit over a year now.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. We started the business last March. We just had our first anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
okay,
great.
We were pretty excited.
Made a milestone. That's
yes,
a big deal.
Is.
I'll tell you what, getting through the first year is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
It comes to the communication is key.
Yes, definitely. You have to stay in constant communication. You know, you have to make sure that you touch base at least several times a day. And so everybody knows what everybody is doing. And, you know, it's not like you have to follow each other around, but you definitely need to communicate and stay on top of things, because it's amazing how quickly, you know, misunderstandings and those kind of things can happen if you don't.
So it's not just talking, but it's also listening very carefully and understanding where the other person is coming from.
Exactly. Yeah.
Inez, I want to talk for just a little bit about some of the drawbacks that you found in operating a business out of the home. One of the things, Beverly, that I when I talk to people about their home-based businesses, they've got stars in their eyes, they've got their rose-colored glasses on, and nothing can go wrong.
Right.
And I we're going to talk about some of those really neat things that can accrue to you from being a home-based business. But first, I want to talk about some of the drawbacks, Inez, that you've run into. What are some of the things that you found that are not good about being a home-based business?
Well, there's certainly the issue of keeping that balance between spending the time that is spent working and the time that is spent with my family. It's so easy to get caught up in the work. You know, you just come down and you sit down and you get on the computer or you start with the paperwork. And next thing you know, several hours have gone by,
mm-hmm.
and you've completely forgotten that you have kids that are waiting for dinner. And that's happened more times than I care to count over
right.
the last year, year and a half.
How old are your children, Inez?
Well, we're fortunate that they're a little older. Erica is just turned 14, or she will be 14 later this month, and Christina is 10 now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to take care of themselves for the most part,
right.
But it's still nice to be here.
Right.
But I still meet
mom and dad.
Yes, exactly. But I have noticed how sometimes. I think they feel a little neglected, even with us being at home.
Inez.
Yes.
I know that you probably do a lot of housekeeping as the lady of the house. Does your husband help you with that? We're gonna put him on the hot spot here.
I'm having little.
Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. How often does your husband help you with the housework? That's one of the things that I want to ask you about in a minute, since he's right there at the house too at the same time you are working out of your home-based business. Folks, we're going to take a break. Inez, I'm going to let you answer that question when we
okay.
come back. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Williams is one of our special guests today. She's the president of the AAHBB, the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and that is also your website, isn't it, Beverly? Give it up, please.
That's right, www.aahbb.org.
All right, O-R-G on the end there, folks.
Right.
Check that out. And our other guest is Inez Downing. She's the business manager and a co-owner of Whitehurst and Downing Incorporated. They're general contractors and construction consultants there in Gaithersburg, Maryland, beautiful downtown Gaithersburg, Maryland, I might add. And I was asking you, Inez, a minute ago, about your husband. I know that as the lady of the house and with two beautiful daughters that you want their clothes to be clean and the house to look nice and everything, but sometime during the day, you've got to be thinking, you're in the middle of a project and a little thing creeps into your mind that says, I haven't done the wash today. Does that happen?
That happens.
Okay, now here's my question. When you have that thought and you look over at your husband who's working, I'm trying to create some conflict here, folks.
Oh, okay.
if you look over at your husband, do you think he's thinking we haven't done the wash today?
Somehow I doubt it.
Why can't all guys be 90 kind of guys like me, Beverly? Because I think about that all the time, don't you?
Sure
your
you
husband,
do.
Your husband's not going to appreciate this at all. Well, but seriously, that's the issue that I wanted to ask you is how do you guys share those kinds of things?
Well, I mean,
or do you share them?
Well, do we share them? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure Mike doesn't think about it as much as I do.
But if you said, Mike, when you go by the wash, would you throw the whites in? Does he do it?
He will do it.
Yeah.
I think for the most part he'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's been once or twice, where he's forgotten about it, but
yeah.
We get through it.
Well, there's always hope for us, guys. Don't give up on us.
Oh, that's right. we have to just stay on top of them.
There are some wonderful husbands. I have one who happens to do laundry, but it usually makes me end up feeling guilty. I need to be a 90s woman and let go of the fact that I don't always have to be the one to do the laundry.
Right.
So
I agree. I understand that. Yeah.
Inez, one of the things that I want you to tell us about, you had a situation once with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
That and folks, this is one of the, Beverly and I have mentioned this before on the show, and Beverly, I know you've run into this a lot.
Right.
One of the things that you run into when you have a home-based business is dealing with homeowners associations, and sometimes it works very, very well, and there's no problem, and sometimes there's major problems, and I think you had one of those situations, didn't you?
Yeah, we had kind of an ongoing situation there for a little bit with the Homeowners Association. I don't know exactly how they, you know, got wind of the fact that we had an office here, but we have some vehicles, you know, that are belong to the company.
Right.
Excuse me. And
they look like construction vehicles.
Well, not really construction vehicles. They're pickup trucks.
Well, that's a construction.
Yeah, I guess you would consider them construction vehicles. Yeah.
Yeah. Have mud on it every once in a while or something like.
Once in a while, but we actually try to keep them nice and clean,
mm-hmm.
Looking good. They're not, you know, they're not dirty. They're not rusty. They're not run down. They don't
mm-hmm.
have ladder racks hanging all over them.
Right.
You know, we try to keep them looking nice. And the only, you know, you are permitted to have pickup trucks here in the development. You just have to make sure that you keep your logos, if you have any logos on the vehicle, that you keep them covered up in the evening,
mm-hmm.
overnight. And we were doing that. You know, we have some blank magnetic signs
mm-hmm.
that we can just stick over that match the color of the truck.
Right.
And so we have been doing
that. So what
that.
Happened? What was the first thing that happened?
Well, the first thing to happen was that one of our vehicles got towed. Without our knowledge, on a Saturday afternoon, out of the parking lot,
with the logos covered.
In this particular case, it was our partner's vehicle that got towed, and he was over here on a Saturday afternoon,
right?
Doing some paperwork in the office, and he had left his logos exposed, which we thought was okay during the day,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so he. And not to mention that he was only parked here for a few hours. So.
Well, not to mention that they did it without even trying to contact you at all.
Right.
That was the first that you heard about.
They did, but I have no recollection of having them contact us.
Yeah.
You know, regarding his vehicle. And the next thing you know, we come home. My husband and I happened to be gone at the time, and we come home, and he's telling us, you know, that his truck had gotten towed. First, he thought it had been stolen.
Beverly, that's a pretty severe situation. I don't think I've ever encountered that before.
Well, it is, and unfortunately it has happened before. Inez's story is fairly typical of what happened. Somebody who has tried to do everything that they could to make sure that they had a very low, if any, impact on a neighborhood, and they still run into problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Inez, what's next? What happened next?
Well, what happened next is, I mean, we ended up obviously getting the truck back, and we found out from the towing company that they had a standing order issued by the Homeowners Association to tow any of our company vehicles on site in the neighborhood, you know, regardless of how long they had been parked here, regardless of where they were parked, you know, and we thought that was unacceptable.
And you were never notified that this kind of order was...
Oh no, not at all. We were totally shocked. I mean, we ended up paying over $100 to get his truck out of the impound lot.
That's amazing. I can't believe that there would be a relationship like that with a towing company. I've never heard anything like that. Stand by, ladies, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a couple more things I want to ask Inez about how she worked this out with her homeowners association, and then we're going to get her to tell us about some of the wonderful things that are involved and that. When you are a home-based business. There are some good things, folks, believe it or not. We're going to talk about those when we come back after these messages. Stay with us, please. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guests today include Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, give us your phone number, please.
We're at 1-800-447-9710.
It costs $30 a year to be a member of the AAHBB, right, Beverly?
That's correct.
It's a steal, folks. It's a good deal. It's a good value. A lot of great things that you get from being a member of the AAHBB. Not to mention just finding out about home-based business issues and not to mention some of the lobbying that Beverly does on your behalf and to help raise the consciousness of people who about home-based business and to help people like our other guest, who is Inez Downing, and she is the co-owner and business manager of Whitehurst and Downing Incorporated, and they are general contractors, and they operate out of a home-based business. And we've been talking to Inez about some of the things that are going on in her business being at home. Inez, I want to wrap up quickly the part about the Homeowners mm-hmm. Association.
Right.
They towed your car. You got that worked out. Then how did you resolve all the rest of it? Are you guys getting along now? Everybody's working and playing well with others?
Well, I think so, yeah. We wrote a letter to the Homeowners Association about the towing issue, and they were not very responsive. They, as a matter of fact, they countered that with that they were going to try to shut our business down.
Ah.
And, of course, we couldn't let that happen. And that's at that point was when I tried to figure out what we can do, you know, what our recourse was. And that's mm-hmm. when I contacted Beverly, and she put me in touch with Ron Wall. And we ended up writing a letter to our state delegate.
Mm-hmm. Ron Wall is one of our directors at the national organization who's in our guru on zoning, particularly state and local government.
Right.
He was great. He was real. He helped us out a lot and gave me all the information that I needed. And I got in touch with Cheryl Kagan, our state delegate, about the new no-impact home-based business law
yep.
in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And that law protects our business.
So what happened then?
Well, what happened is that Cheryl Kagan has written a letter to our Homeowners Association just informing them of the law and also asking them, you know, to consider refunding our money for the towing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we have not pursued that, we've kind of just been laying low, you know, kind of trying not to rock the boat.
Right.
And I think we'll just, you know, as long as they leave us alone, you know, we're going to leave them alone.
Right. I understand. I think that's wise. So I guess I could get a good a positive statement from you about the AAHB.
Oh, it's wonderful.
They were there for you.
It helped us out immensely.
You
cannot imagine what a burden was lifted off our shoulders when we found out that, you know, we had every right to be doing this.
Well, it's, at least you had a place, someone you could call, and you had a sympathetic ear on the other end, someone who was knowledgeable and was prepared to take action for you.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for. But I think it's also important to give some credit, most of the credit, to Inez and the way she handled all this, and that was to keep it on a factual basis. I'm sure there was a lot of emotion involved when your business is threatened, but she did the things that she needed to do instead of trying to either ignore it or by being challenging. She took the steps. She followed. She found out what the rules were and what her rights were, and had somebody take some action on her behalf who had the authority
mm-hmm.
to get this information to the Homeowners Association to make them sit up and take notice.
Right. And you were very, obviously, it seems to me, from what I can tell, you were very professional about it, and you weren't shrill, and that makes a lot of difference. I want to move on a little bit and talk
okay.
about now some of the good things about being a home-based business, and tell us about some of the benefits that you and your company have derived from being a home-based business.
Well, we've had the benefit of obviously working in our home, having a great commute.
How far is your commute?
How far is our commute?
Yeah, 20, 30 feet?
I would say so, yeah, two flights of stairs.
What, 15, 16 steps maybe?
Yeah, 15, 16, maybe a few more, but hey, it's great. You can't beat it. It takes about 30 seconds.
So you don't get up in the morning and check the weather, right? Is that what you're saying?
Not anymore. Not as far as getting to work. Maybe as far as getting the kids off to school. But
yeah, or the construction jobs. You want to know about that?
Exactly.
I know all about that. What are some of the other benefits? You save some money, don't you?
We save some money. I mean, obviously, we don't have to lease office space or buy office space. We have our little home office here that we kind of rent, you know, the company rents that from us,
mm-hmm.
and we get some tax benefits.
Right.
And it's just the overall convenience, you know. I mean, we have easy access to everything that we need to run our business at any time of the day or night. You know, if a question comes up, an emergency comes up, we're right here. We can get to the files. We can get to the computers. And obviously, one of the nicest benefits has been that somebody is here for the kids when they get home from school.
Well, one of the things that I'm happy about is you guys are providing jobs, you're growing a company, You are an example, in my opinion. Beverly Inez and her partners are an example of the heroes of America today.
Exactly.
No
right.
question about it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Beverly Williams and Inez Downing, and we're going to get Inez to talk to us about how she markets her home-based business. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back at 54 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you that Joan Pride, Associate Editor with the Kiplinger Letters, is going to be coming up with us in the next hour. We're going to be talking about the most recent Kiplinger Letter. I also want to remind you that tomorrow, David Lofsky, our friend from Reuters, the antitrust correspondent from Reuters, is going to be with us to give us an update on what's going on in the Microsoft case. And that's become a very, very important case, folks. That's a watershed case in the American marketplace and maybe even the international marketplace. We're going to be talking about that, as well as Brad Huskin. We're going to be talking about salesmanship, all that coming up tomorrow. We're visiting with Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and our special guest, who is Inez Downing, who is a home-based business owner. They are in the construction, build, design, and build industry, operating out of their home. Inez, one of these days, you guys keep growing like you are and doing well, working hard. I know a little bit about construction, the construction business. You're going to have to move out of your home.
Right.
Right?
We have considered that.
What are your plans? What are you thinking, a year, two, 3 years now?
I don't know. We're going to try to hang in here as long as possible, obviously.
But because you're saving money.
Because we're saving money.
Yeah.
And it's just been working out really well. But we do realize that we can't have a lot of employees, obviously, that come here
right.
to work. You know, we don't have the space. And
right.
so at some point in time, I don't know, maybe a year or two down the road. But
the point I wanted to make, though, is that you know that you're not going to be home-based business forever.
Right.
And Beverly, there are some people out there who know that, some people who have no intention of ever leaving the home.
That's correct.
And so we have both kinds there. Beverly, talk to Inez. I know you have some thoughts for Inez about marketing her home-based business. We've just got a couple of minutes.
Right. Well, I think it's important because you and I talk about chambers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Inez, one of the first things you did was join the chambers.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. That's one of the first things we did.
What have you found that to be a good place to market your business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have been to some chamber functions. We've done a job expo or a business expo with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. You know, anything that we can do to get our name out there.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any drawbacks, in your opinion, of the fact that you're a construction company that's home-based? Do you find that holds you back in your marketing at all?
We were a little concerned about that in the beginning. We didn't know what people's reaction was going to be. You know, do people have that thought, you know, well, are they big enough to handle our job?
Right.
Are they going to take us seriously?
How'd you overcome that?
Well, at first we didn't mention it a whole lot that we were home based, you know, because we do most of our business outside of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't an issue.
So if you had a prospective client, you wouldn't invite them to your office. You would go to them.
We would go to them, right? Mm-hmm. We'd set up an appointment at their home or their office.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
But we really have found that it's not a big, really that big of an issue. In this day and age, there's so many people that are running businesses out of their homes, that have offices in their homes, that it really doesn't come up for the most part. And we've been very, very fortunate, and we've been able to market our business and get the name out there just through other avenues, you know, the chamber, networking groups, and advertising in some of the local papers a little bit, although most of our advertising is word of mouth.
Right. Okay, and you're getting the referrals now?
And we're getting the referrals now, right. And we don't need to have a big sign, you know, out front of our business to let people know that we're here and what we're doing.
Right. Your reputation probably does a lot more for you than anything else.
Right.
You're doing a good job.
That's the point, yeah.
Ladies, Beverly, I'm going to have to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of the hour. Inez,
okay.
You were great today. You did great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We enjoyed having you with us. You did a great job. Thank you for sharing all the information that you have for us about being a home-based business operator. Best of luck to you, and let's stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Beverly, as always, you did great.
Well, it's always fun to come and be on your show, and I really appreciate being able to bring some people with me to share their stories, because I think it's important for people to hear, not just from me and my experience, but others as well, and that reinforcement.
Thanks, Bev.
It's a wonderful life.
Got to go. I'll see you next week. Got to go, folks, for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you, my heroes like Inez Downing. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.